Tying politics and religion together can get messy. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pressuring others to change can be tempting, but is it a good idea? That's the question for Christians in the Middle East. And in a different part of Africa, a shifting mindset regarding foster care is changing lives. We'll talk about how to get behind the movement in just a few moments. But first, U.S. President Donald Trump is home today following a three-day visit to the United Kingdom, but he didn't leave before discussing Iran. British officials reportedly worry that faltering U.S.-Iran relations could lead to regional conflict. At the same time, religious freedom advocates in the United States are calling for targeted sanctions on Iranian judges to counteract Iran's harsh persecution of Christians. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern.
Iran is an egregious violator of human rights and religious freedom. It is one of the worst, if not the worst place in the Middle East to be a Christian.
However, bringing persecution into the current heated political situation may do more harm than good.
It's important, I think, not to tie U.S.-Iran relations in general to the plight of Christians in Iran for fear of reinforcing an idea which is put out by the regime propagandists that Christianity is a Western ideology, when of course it originated far closer to them.
Targeted sanctions could be effective, he adds, but
the most important thing we can be doing is praying that God will be protecting and sustaining his children in Iran.
It may sound trite, but remember, the one you're praying to controls the universe, and he can soften hearts of stone.
There's a great turning to Jesus in Iran, and we want to see that continue.
Next, Christians in Bangladesh are a minority, but sending foreign Christian workers into the country won't help. FMI's Bruce Allen says while he was recently in Bangladesh, he had permission to attend a church dedication in a restricted area, but
these officers were saying, we cannot let you go any further. We know you have the permission, we see your papers, but we had to track you down because last night while you were sleeping, there was a terrorist incident and six local officials in that area were assassinated.
However, Allen was traveling with two locals who were allowed to enter the area.
It just reminded me of how vital this strategy is of partnering with local believers. Because number one, this is an area where foreigners aren't allowed anyway. We cannot send someone from Canada, the UK, the US to go into these restricted access places to serve as missionaries. It's just not allowed by the government. And yet, that's not a barrier to God's Spirit. He has already raised up Christian leaders in these tribal areas that have restricted access.
And Bethany Christian Services' foster care program in Ethiopia is growing. And right now, they serve in five cities and hope to expand to five more cities by 2023. Bethany Sabola Boja.
We at Bethany believe that every child should be raised in a farm. And what this has changed is it impacted the life of children in such a way that now they have a family to call their own. We have seen significant change in their development, whether that's physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, and we're seeing children thriving in their new family.
Communities are also benefiting from foster care and coming to understand it more. Bethany's Dawit Fakadu says,
there was an attitude among the community that caring for the children is more of the business of the Western, so the business of NGO. So now the attitude has started to be changing that one of the major achievements of this program is that the local community has started to see the options and exploring what better options are there for these children.
The big goal, Bethany wants to place 1,000 children in loving Christian homes in Ethiopia in just 4 years. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of the trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.